Dictation for Sandra Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, September 750. Address as a letter, Dr. Osilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, consultation, Mrs. Fletcher. Abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with husband. There has been progressive kidney function abnormalities at least since December. She did have loss of balance from a standing position backwards, L2 compression fracture, because of pain, underwent L2 vertebroplasty, placement of cement, C-E-M-E-N-T, with improvement of symptoms. She was exposed to high dose of Motrin, among others, for probably 4 to 6 weeks. That was discontinued, however, 5-6 months ago. There is nocturia, but good urine output, no cloudiness, blood, infection, minor reflux, no changes on weight, appetite, nausea, vomiting, or bowels, no bleeding, minor neuropathy. No gross edema, claudications, prior gout, but this is like 2 years ago. Some upper respiratory allergies, but no asthma. Denies chest pain palpitation, syncope. No major dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension. Diet control diabetes, no documented retinopathy, maybe minor neuropathy on the feet, toes, no ulcers, claudication symptoms, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies any heart or cerebrovascular abnormalities, denies gastrointestinal symptoms, no blood transfusion, anemia, liver disease, no kidney stones, she's not aware of blood protein in the urine, there has been gout, but no recurrence. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder for stones, the L2 vertebroplasty, bilateral length implant, tonsils adenoids, prior trauma, reconstruction on the left hand. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, thyroid, HCTC, diltiazem, potassium, niacin, Motrin discontinued as indicated above, prior Crestor also discontinued, but no documented muscle pain or tenderness. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight is 170, 59 inches tall, blood pressure 160 over 80 on the right, 150 over 80 on the left. She's quite anxious, but no respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid, carotid, bruise, JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen without masses, tenderness, liver, spleen, or ascites, no bruise, no edema, no focal deficit, no skin rash. Next paragraph, chemistries, at least since December, creatinine has risen from 1.17, 1.37, 1.59, 1.42, and most recently in July, 1.52, present GFR 36, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, minor increase of glucose, normal calcium, prior low potassium on replacement. Urine back in March, no activity for blood protein or cells or bacteria. Prior normal albumin. liver function test not elevated. No albumin in the urine. Back in December, anemia 12.2 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Anemia appears to be stable for a few years. I review the MRI lumbar spine, documented the acute L2 fracture, as well as the vertebroplasty report. There is a kidney ultrasound, right side the normal side 12, left side the relative small 9.2, no obstruction stone masses or reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question progression, etiology to be determined, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Has diet-controlled diabetes without evidence of gross neuropathy or retinopathy. There is no evidence of albumin in the urine. Blood pressure in the office is high, but this is the first time and she was quite anxious about what's going on. No evidence for obstruction or urinary retention. The anemia is chronic, but is always a concern. There was traumatic L2 fracture from a standing position, by definition osteoporosis, but of course she is postmenopausal. We will repeat chemistries. I will include minor workup for anemia, including iron studies, B12 folic acid retics. I'm going to check for monoclonal protein, given the compression fracture, anemia, and potentially progressive renal failure. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of valium overload. She was exposed to anti-inflammatory agents, but that was discontinued after 4-6 weeks of high-dose use. All questions answered, further advice based on results. If progressive and no further diagnosis, we will do a renal biopsy. She's instructed to follow a low sodium diet and check blood pressure at home to compare. End of dictation.